It's more than a year since President Bush came into office pledging deep reductions in the U.S. arsenal of nuclear weapons. Last month, after a year-long review, the administration set out its plans to reduce nuclear warheads by about two-thirds over the next decade. But as details of the review have leaked out, it has become clear that the Bush administration does not intend to destroy the warheads it takes out of service, and in some cases, in fact, it wants to expand the capacity to make and use nuclear weapons. NPR's Mike Schuster has more.
President Bush first made the numbers public when he met Russian President Vladimir Putin in Washington last November. The U.S. nuclear arsenal will come down from about 6,000 strategic weapons now to between 1,700 and 2,200, the president said. Many applauded that goal, including arms control advocates who have been arguing for a smaller U.S. nuclear arsenal ever since the Cold War ended more than a decade ago. The specifics of the plan are far more complex, and they have sparked criticism, especially among Democrats in the Senate. Here's Michigan Senator Carl Levin, chairman of the Armed Services Committee, speaking at a hearing last week.
Just as Enron couldn't make its debts disappear by moving them from one set of books to another, we're not going to make nuclear warheads go away by moving them from launchers to warehouses.
The Bush administration does call for the reduction of deployed U.S. nuclear weapons to under 2,200 by the year 2012, but it wants to store most of the warheads removed from missiles and bombers and taken out of operation. Robert Norris of the Natural Resources Defense Council says the administration is doing little to reduce U.S. dependency on nuclear weapons.
The Bush administration is looking forward to throughout at least the next 50 years for keeping many nuclear weapons, modifying and improving many that we have, and starting programs to build several different new types, new missiles, new submarines, new bombers, and new warheads to go with them.
According to an analysis co-authored by Norris, when you add up all the warheads the U.S. will have deployed, stored but ready to be used, and placed in the inactive reserve stockpile, the total will be closer to 15,000. Douglas Feith, Undersecretary of Defense for Policy, says there's nothing wrong with that. Reducing deployed nuclear weapons is a big step. That's what all past arms control agreements with the Soviet Union counted, he argues. But the U.S. needs the flexibility of a larger arsenal in reserve, Feith told the Senate Armed Services Committee recently, to respond to unexpected threats, many of which have emerged since the end of the Cold War.
We've been surprised continually. At some point, it became clear that we should plan to be surprised. We should plan to deal with threats that we cannot now identify as specific types of threats from specific parties from specific geographical locations.
The Nuclear Posture Review actually lays the foundations for expanding U.S. nuclear weapons capacity. It envisions reconstituting teams at the U.S. nuclear laboratories to discuss new weapons designs. It calls for refurbishing the underground nuclear testing facilities in Nevada so that the U.S. could quickly resume nuclear testing, stopped a decade ago. What it does not provide for, says Robert Norris, is the dismantling or destruction of many warheads.
We've been able to find out only one type, an old type warhead that is currently on the Minuteman III missile. About 600 of those are slated for actual dismantlement, physically taking them apart. The Russians said of all of these proposals that they were not radical, they were not verifiable, and they were not irreversible.
Undersecretary of Defense Douglas Feith told the Senate Armed Services Committee it's not really possible to destroy the weapons. They can always be put back together again.
There is no such thing as irreversibility. The issue of reversibility is a matter of time and money.
And Feith criticized the administration's critics for demanding from this administration what they never demanded in the past.
The notion that the failure to destroy warheads means that one does not have the right to say one is reducing nuclear force levels is a brand new notion that was never applied over the decades of the Cold War when arms control agreements were praised, notwithstanding their complete failure to address the question of destruction of warheads.
By the end of President Bush's potential two terms, the U.S. would still have 3,800 strategic warheads in the field, according to the Nuclear Posture Review. It leaves to his successor the decision of whether to follow through with the remaining cuts. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Los Angeles.